All right, so I also thank organizers for inviting me to come here. So today I am going to talk about vector coupled algebra. So everything is purely vector coupled algebra thing. So don't ask me what's the implication in physics or something like that. I don't know because, well, if you want to ask me more about finite group, then I will be happy to tell you more. So anyway, so this is a joint work with Hiroki Shimakura. So you will find many Japanese names. So in there, so and a lot of Germans' name also maybe, okay. Someone from New Zealand also. So. All right. Anyway, so I just set up my definition in some setting. Okay. So for me, a rational VOA is just a VOA. All the modules are kind of completely reducible. So basically, the module category is a semi-simple one. And it's known, I mean, in VOA theory, if you have rational theory, there's only finitely many irreducible. So that's very nice. Okay. And for me, holomorphic doesn't really mean holomorphic function, okay, at all. So it just means the VOA has only one irreducible. So in this case, I already assume it's rational. So it means every module will be a direct sum of V. Okay. Okay, so here for me, this is the most famous example. For me, it's the only example I usually would think of. Of course, there are many VOA, but this is always the example in my mind. Okay, so that's why I'm interested in this question. And there's something called pseudo confinite. Pseudo confinite. So, well, so basically, it just means so in this. I'm not sure what exactly this. Yeah, anyway, so.
Sorry, you know, that you've got many null vectors?
No. You need one generating null vector.
So,
for example, for the minimum models, you have a null vector of form L minus 3 to some power, is equal to L minus 3 plus some stuff and so on. So this theory is C2 cofinite, because up to vectors of the form L minus 3, L minus 4, and something, there are only finitely many terms that you can write.
Yes.
So, and there's an obvious generalization for arbitrary W algebra. You always allow the lowest mode to act, but the higher modes you sort of approach the algebra. You ask what's the leftover space.
But mode 2 seems very important.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is the mathematician's version of labeling.
Yeah, so.
Right? Oh, so this would also apply to W algebra.
Yes.
But this is the mathematician.
They shift to the degree.
Yes.
Of.
No.
Well,
this is just defined it wrong to start with.
I mean, it's only for academic theory, their labeling is the same as ours, and otherwise, it's shifted by H.
Yeah.
So for Virasaur, it means L minus 3, for the W, for a spin 3 field, it means W minus 4, or I said.
Okay. So for mathematical reason, I mean, this condition is actually written by Zhu, I think. So he need this condition to prove the modular invariant of the vector coupled algebra. So although there are a lot of people believe if it's rational, then it must be pseudo cofinite, but we don't know anything at this moment. So hence, I have to add this condition here. Okay, but it could be rational theory or pseudo cofinite, which we don't know. Okay, or these two are kind of independent. Of course, you can find a lot of C2 cofinite VOA, which is not rational. Okay, I shouldn't say a lot. There exists example, which is C2 cofinite but not rational. So that exists. So but anyway, in my setting, everything is the best. So you will have a rational theory, which is C2 cofinite in holomorphic. So you have modular invariant. So a lot of results actually related to the modular invariant in this computation about the modular invariant. So anyway. Oh, I missed something. Okay, I also assume that my VOA is CFD type. Basically, it means you have no weight space, which is negative, and also the weight zero space, one dimension, just a vacuum, basically. Okay, so everything is the nicest you can assume. Okay. All right. So the problem actually is we try to classify the holomorphic vertex-based algebra. So for some reason, I really have to add this C2 cofinite, otherwise nothing works because we lose the, okay, and also of the CFD type of central charge 24, okay? Well, let's see something we already know. So you were already asked what happened to the 8 and 16 and what else. So anyway, because of the Motion run, you can easily see, I mean, if it's holomorphic, then you get the central charge must be a multiple of 8. Mm-hmm. So this is basically the theorem of Zhu quite long ago. And then about 10 years ago, so Don and Mason, I mean, they work on this kind of thing, and then they have a proof that if C is less than 16, so 8 and or 16, then everything is lattice VOA. Okay, so basically only three theories, the E8 and the E8 square, and also another 16-dimensional even your Euler lattice. Usually we call it half spin 16 or D16 plus, okay? All right, so hence, this is the first one. We don't have answer, okay? As I just talked to a lot of people, this probably the last case we will try, because for 32 or 48, it's just too many cases, okay? Even for lattice, it's not classified yet, so it's kind of hopeless problem to do it for 32. All right, anyway, so I just try to see how can we can use some finite group theory or lattice theory to handle this problem, okay? So as John said a few days ago, yesterday maybe, so the Lehmann classified the so-called even unimodular lattice. Well, for me, my lattice is always positive definite in here, okay? Well, rank 24, so what he did is actually try like this. So first, you consider the element of the smallest norm. Well, it's even, so the smallest one will be 2, okay? In this case, it will form some kind of a combinatorial object we call root system, okay? And then you can just use the root system to see if you have the fixed root system, then the lattice will be unique if you add the assumptions unimodular, okay? And there is one unique object which is called with no root system, so basically zero, okay, or empty set is a root system. So that is the famous Lich lattice, okay? It's fair to say, I mean, this Lich lattice is almost everywhere, so because of the uniqueness theory, okay? But anyway, so the question is, can we cut using similar technique to classify the holomorphic VOA of central charge 24, okay? Now, of course, the first thing you ask will be, what is the minimal object? Okay, so in this case, because our assumption safety type, so it means the wedge one space. Okay, and I think I should go over this fast because everybody knows again. For this case, the wedge one space has the Lie algebra structure, okay, defined by the zero mode, so the Lie brackets A0B. It also has a invariant bilinear form, okay, which defined by the A1B, the first mode, okay. So, moreover, I mean, it's not just a Lie algebra, you can actually define affine Lie algebra action on the VOA. So that's the main thing. I mean, you have affine Lie algebra, so you can view V as a module of this V1. So now here's some theory by Don and Mason. I think it's also 2004, maybe it's 2003. Okay, around the same year. Okay, but I'm not sure which one is first. So maybe the last result is faster. Okay, first. Okay. Anyway, what they prove is if V is fractional plus C2, then V1 is actually reductive. Okay. Is okay. And
it means that the symmetric environment
form is non-degenerate. Yeah. Well, for simple VOA, the environment form is always non-degenerate. But what kind of VR?
You assume simple
VOA. Yeah. Simple. Yeah. It's simple. So holomorphic by the first submission, a simple VOA which has only one UDS module. Okay. Okay. In this case, everything is simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they also prove actually it's an integrable representation of the V1. So basically it means the level of those affine Lie algebra or integer. Okay, so this is very, very important. I mean, this is used in Charlican's original paper, but It's after Shuriken. It's 10 years after Shuriken. So, okay, but they prove it's true in VOA setting. That's basically what's going on. Okay, so I think they actually prove more if you assume it's not just C2 and rational. You assume it's holomorphic. Then the result could be refined a little bit better. So of central charge 24, then V1 is either zero, abelian, or semi-simple. So you don't really have the real reductive case here. So they also prove actually if V1 is non-zero and abelian, then the VOA must be the Leech lattice VOA. Okay. So they prove they use this. So at least for the Leech lattice, you have a uniqueness proof. Okay. Now suppose V1 is semi-simple, then actually we can just write the Lie algebra using the level and the type. So I just write G1, K1. So G, all the G actually is a simple Lie algebra, and the K are the level of the simple component, okay? And they prove another theorem. Now this theorem, I think also use Morgan variance, is very similar to the Lie lattice case. If you use the theta function of the Lie lattice, you can actually show the Coxon number of all the irreducible components are the same. Okay, this is a pretty much similar thing. Okay, so you this is the dual Coxon number and this is the level, and this ratio is a constant depending on the dimension of V1. So in some sense, if you know the V1, so you know the ratio between the dual Cox number and the level, so that they could not be too arbitrary. Okay, and this is just a comment. The ratio is independent, okay, of which component you take. Okay, now I just mentioned, everybody probably know this. I mean, 1993, Shuriken gave a list of 71 Lie algebra, okay, of the Weiss 1 subspace. Okay, of course, I mean Lie algebra structure means including the level, okay, not just the Lie algebra. Okay, and he actually get more. I mean, he has if such VOA exists, what would be the decomposition of those VOA in terms of the affine algebra modules? So those kind of information is very important. But at his time, I think 1993, probably 39 is a little bit not quite true, because there's some of them actually construct a little bit later. But anyway, at around that time, about 39 and no, okay. So he has 71 and only 39 and no at that time. Okay, so basically you have a 24. Theory from the lattice, so we know we have 24 Lie lattice, okay? And then there's something you can do is so-called a C2 orbifold. In this case, the orbifold is by the -1 map. So it's not arbitrary C2, but a very particular type of C2 orbifold. So you get 15 more. Of course, I mean, if you have 24 holomorphic Lie lattice, you should have 24 C2 orbifold, but there exists 9 which the orbifold give you lattice, okay? Yeah, in fact, it's quite interesting. Those 9 is corresponding to the something related to the self-dual double even binary code. So there's lattice which can construct directly from those self-dual code. The orbifold theory will still be lattice. So you subtract 9. Okay. Anyway, of course, I mean, as I said, the main philosophy is this: you try to classify everything using the Lie algebra. Okay. Now, as I said, it's still a conjecture. So in fact, we are very far from prove this conjecture. We're still working, okay? But this is a special case. Maybe if I can prove this, I can retire maybe. Okay. Okay, so this is my ultimate goal, try to do this, but it will be a long time to do it. So if V1 is zero, then this VOA should be the V natural, is the moonshine VOA. Okay, so the one which constructed by Fenker-Lubetzky main moment. Now, I just said, I mean, this question actually is very difficult. In fact, most people, yes.
So, what's the intuition for this conjecture?
Well, mainly because of the Leech lattice. You know, you have some something very similar. The Golay code, which is the unique self-dual code of length 24 with no.
Sorry, I didn't mean that conjecture.
Yeah. This is actually, I'm not quite sure, but you try, you this is again, I mean, related to a lot of things, but I think
it's hard to put the characters of the modules for the affine smoothie algebra together in a way that's consistent with the modular dynamics and the J function that's the it's very difficult. There's only one way to do it.
Not quite, but up to certain equivalence, there's only one way to do it. So, in terms of the you know, you can write the, if you assume it's more, I mean, holomorphic VOA, then you have a modular invariant, right? So,
as, like,
yes, not quite, I think, but certainly, I mean, if you change the central charge to bigger than 24, it's wrong. Yes, only at the 24, so. That we don't know. No.
But the,
the character and then everything pulls into representation, so all the operator products are constrained
yes.
by the fusion rules. Very hard to see what you can, I mean, you obviously can change the coefficients, but then you to preserve associativity, you probably can't.
Okay.
Sequence 16.
Yes. Well, the two theory of so it is more, I mean, basically the decomposition as the V1 the algebra, find the algebra is kind of unique. So you expect the VOA structure is also unique. But yes, yeah, so but this is kind of conjecture because we don't even know how, I mean, whether the decomposition is unique, because it's not unique in some sense, because there are many modules have the same character. So it's not unique definitely, but up to certain equivalent you can think about them as a unique choice. So that,
but I mean, it's also not given that it exists.
Yes.
I mean, it's not clear that you can solve associativity.
Yes, yeah. In fact, this is one of the big trouble because those are finding out usually a lot of evolution modules. Some of them have more than 1,000. Okay, I'll talk about why there's one example I have trouble because that one has 1,300 some modules. And then you want to extend it to something though, I mean, which not that easy. In fact, the fusion rate has a huge coefficient, like 30 something also, so it's difficult. Anyway, so here's two things. One is we try to construct all 71. Okay. As I said at the beginning, we kind of have 69 now. Okay. And then the next thing is you try to establish your uniqueness, but this is not much has been done yet, but we have some uniqueness result based on some assumption. And of course, we are mathematicians, so we need to try to verify. I'm not saying Shakin is wrong, but he didn't write down everything in his paper. So you have to verify to make sure everything is correct. That we have to do also. Well, for some small mistake, maybe it's not 71 become 72 or 70. So we have to check. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, there are many. I shouldn't say many, but I mean, at least some people attempt to construct the 71. Now this guy is the one which actually give a lot of a method. He Montague, I mean, in 1994, he proposed construction 70, okay? And his method is so-called as orbifolding. So you do a C2 orbifold or C3 orbifold, okay? Now, if for physics, it's maybe you think everything is done, but for mathematician, this is actually a very difficult question. We don't have the general orbifold theory yet. So that's make his method not that rigorous, okay? Also, he actually made some mistake on his calculation, so some of his construction actually is not correct, okay? Well, so, but anyway, his construction, his method is that kind of inspire many people what we should do, okay? You just make sure you didn't make the same mistake he did, so. And
are you saying that 69 of his constructions were right, or is it?
Not 69, actually. I got the 71, he didn't, okay? But some of them he claimed correct is not correct.
So I mean, the associativity doesn't work, or?
He didn't work with that though.
So he didn't work out those associativity. He used orbifold theory. So he just say, okay, if you do orbifold theory, assume the orbifold theory you can do, then what will be the algebra on the wage one space of the new theory? And he finds something of the fixed point Lie algebra, and then say, okay, because the Lie algebra contain this fixed point Lie algebra. It's not too many cases. So that must be the case. And his answer is wrong. So such VOA doesn't exist. So. Okay, so basically something like this. Because I mean, it's not just Lie algebra. There's something called level inside. So you are not expecting a level 7 Lie algebra sitting inside level 1. Okay, in some sense. So
in these cases, the orbital construction seems to be inconsistent?
Well, I don't know, but he made mistake on the Lie algebra. It's not the Lie algebra he should get. Okay.
But he may have misidentified the Lie algebra.
Yes. Yeah, he misidentified the Lie algebra. So that's why the mistake. So something you not only match the subalgebra, but you have to be very careful about what kind of level thing inside. So otherwise you don't get a consistent Lie algebra. So you okay. Anyway, so he makes few mistakes, not many. Okay. So basically about 60 some of his suggestions are correct. Okay. Anyway, so I just go through very quickly. I mean, what optical constructing, because you guys probably know better than me. So anyway, so for me, I mean, I would take the automorphism of the VOA. So to make it simpler, I just assume it's P is prime number. Okay. Now it works for other cases which P is not prime, but it's more delicate. Okay, so let's assume it's prime, it's a little bit easier. So then you have a sub VOA, which is fixed point. Now, so this doesn't, for me, this always means fixed point. The superscript always means fixed point, okay? And then you have something called a twisted module, because V is holomorphic, so the twisted module actually is a uniquely determined optical isomorphism. And in this case, usually the grading is actually 1 over P squared of an integer, okay? Now, but to get a VOA, you actually need to have 1 over P. Okay, so let's assume the weight of the twisted module is actually in the 1 over PZ. Okay, and then in this case, you can actually find a submodule inside this twisted module which has integral weight. Okay, and you just add up all these pieces. Okay, the conjecture is said this must be a holomorphic VOA. Okay, now of course, I mean, if you just check the difficulty is actually to deal with what exactly this VG representation theory you have. And for VOA theories, this is actually a very difficult question. Okay. We don't really know anything about sub VOA, basically. Okay, so this is actually difficult. And also, if you take a fixed point, the generator or those kind of things become very complicated sometimes. So it's very difficult to see what happened, okay? But anyway, there's a conjecture, okay? The conjecture is if V is C2 cofinite or C2 and rational, then so is VG, okay? So this is one of the big conjecture we always theory people try to prove. Well, in fact, the real conjecture is if you replace G by element to any group, which is finite group, that should be also true, but we don't know how to prove it, okay? But at least if V is a cyclic group, there's some result recently. But anyway, okay? And in this case, we are expecting the fusion rule also is an elementary abelian group. I should say abelian group, the group ring of the abelian group of P squared. Sometimes it's cyclic group P squared, sometimes it's elementary abelian. Now for orbital theory, we actually want elementary abelian group. Okay, because that will give you 1 for P as Z in the weights, okay? So now suppose everything is correct there, okay? You still have some difficulty to perform the orbital construction. The first is really to do the orbital construction, you need the automorphism. Okay? Now, in some sense, give you a VOA, what is the automorphism group? We don't really know exactly, right? So here's what we do, okay? Now, we have Lie algebra, so you take an automorphism of the Lie algebra, and you try to show it's actually acts on the whole VOA. Well, acting on the Lie algebra and acting on the whole VOA actually is a different statement. Most of the time, if you arbitrarily pick something, it won't act on the VOA. Okay, so that is a difficulty. Okay, and in most cases, I mean, in Montague's idea, he didn't really, he said, okay, just take a Lie algebra, assuming it become an automorphism of the VOA. What happened? Okay, so for some type of VOA, this you can do. For example, if you have a lattice, you can induce isomorphism of the lattice to automorphism of the VOA. And there's something called FAME. I'll just talk about what's FAME. Basically, it contains many Villisauri inside, so you can define automorphism. So that you can do, okay? Another question to this is, if you have automorphism on the V1, suppose it acts on the whole VOA, okay? What will be the order of the automorphism? Because this orbifold theory requires you know what is the order of G. Otherwise, you calculate thing wrong, okay? So now, order 2 on V1 doesn't mean it's order 2 on the whole VOA. So that will be a difficulty thing. So most of the time, you have to handle this kind of question. So the second difficulty is really to deal with we don't know much about the twisted modules. Because to do this orbital construction, you really need to know what's the twisted modules. At least you need to know enough information about the twisted module, okay? So this is, again, very difficult, except for some special case. For example, V is the lattice VOA, you know how to do it. And there's something for the FAME case, we know how to construct the twisted modules. But in general cases, you don't know much about how to construct this. In fact, I don't know there exists any general algorithm to construct the twisted module. So this is another difficult question. So why is it difficult? Okay, all right. So I just say what we did, okay? So we just add some assumptions. Now this is a independent interest for our work because we study a kind of VOA called famed VOA, okay? I just tell you what's the definition. So a VOA, simple VOA is famed if you contain this Villisauri VOA, L1 half zero tensor n times, okay? Now we assume the central charge are the same. So it's kind of, so the full means with the same central charge. Okay, why this is good? Because this actually has only three irreducible modules. So once you have a frame, and this is irrational, so it become more like a combinatorial games. You pack up the modules and see whether you get a VOA structure, okay? So the fusion rule actually quite simple because, okay? So you can do a lot of calculations. So everything will reduce to some combinatorial problem, okay? Now, in fact, in this case, there are a lot of so-called C2 symmetry.
So can I ask, what does it mean to be full sub-VOA?
Same central charge.
Same central charge?
Yes.
So this basically means it has a free fermion realization? Is that the physicist's way of saying this?
Well, I'm talking about bosonic theory, so you don't have the fermion inside.
But you have a free fermion and then you'll be full
bosonic subsets. Yeah, you concern yeah. It's not a full fermionic, but some subset, and then you do extension. Because you need 1/16 pieces also. So and basically we have a theory on this. You can construct all FAME VOA using two steps. One is you take a sub VOA in the fermionic, generated by our fermionic super VOA, take some subset of this. Okay. There are many sub VOA inside, okay? The second step, you adjoin those with 1/16. Okay. Now with some condition on what subspace you take, you can always do the extension. Okay, and that's why it translates the problem to study binary code, because I mean to take the subset of the fermionic, you basically equivalent to finding some binary code inside, and then to grow it to 1/16 is equivalent to finding another binary code, okay, and using the language of group theory is corresponding to some quadratic space, okay, and now the question becomes easy because it becomes quadratic space. You want holomorphic objects, so you want some totally singular subspace of that quadratic space. So that everything will become pretty easy. Translate the whole problem to a finite group problem. And that we know how to do it. Okay. And another important thing is if you have a L1 half zero, I mean this inside, you can always define automorphism. It's a basically by a theory of Miyamoto. So you can define many involution if you have a frame. Okay, once you have involution, then you can start to do the orbital theory. Now, in this case, because this Miyamoto involution actually stabilized the L1 half zero tensor R times. So we know the fixed point is always C2 cofinite rational. More important is we also know how to construct the twisted modules. So everything, the difficulty I talked in the very first slide, solved in this case, okay? And you can do a lot of things, okay? So we have complete description, everything. So hence, we can do the classification. So the main question actually to classify the quadratic space. Okay, so we can construct this everything using the C2 orbifold theory. And this is a result. We find exactly 56. Okay, so
this contains all the 39?
They contain all the 39. So in fact, it's very easy to see all the lattice wheel are faint. And then the C2 orbifold is also faint because the minus one map actually corresponds to some Miyamoto involution. So in that case, we can actually we prove the C2 orbifold construction for the theta map. Okay. Now, moreover, we also determine that it's uniquely determined by the Lie algebra structure. So the uniqueness in this case is proved. But remember, we have an assumption. It contains the L1 half 0 tensor R. Okay. So some of them, some Lie algebra doesn't contain it automatically. You have to work. So, but anyway, if you have a frame, means the real sorrow is unique. Okay. And everything, the uniqueness actually, again, bring down to a question about some uniqueness of quadratic space, total isometric subset up to automorphism. So it's a group finite group theory. So it's not that difficult. Anyway, so 56 minus 39, we got 17 new. Okay. And here's the list, okay? Okay, now this one is the one that Monaco said he cannot construct. The D5A1A12, okay, this one. So this one he said he cannot do it, but it's famed, so, okay. The reason why he cannot do it because you require many times orbifolding to get this one. In fact, we need 5 times orbifold from the lattice to do it, to get this one.
Starting where?
A3. Okay, then you do it.
Which one?
This one.
Number 10.
Okay. So usually, I mean, if you do the orbifolding, the dimension of the weight ones may become smaller. So. Okay. So the small one actually is difficult to get. Okay, and this one actually. Related to it's actually quite interesting. It related to some very special type of a binary code, and that is not known before. So that's why he has trouble to get this one. But anyway, so if everything is correct, then we get 71. But he makes some mistake somewhere. All right.
So you found all the frame arrays, or
all the frame holomorphic frame one are known. Okay. So
you know that there are no other
no. So the classification like this. For frame VOA, you need a pair of binary code. Okay, actually, for holomorphic case, you only need one, which is actually, we call it triple even, means the length will be divisible by A, okay? Okay, and we have a theory. For any such code, you have a VOA, okay? So the first question is to classify all this code, okay? Second, you have to see what the equivalence of the VOA. So there's something related to the quadratic space. So we compute those equivalence. Okay. And then we know all the VOA, and then we know what could be the Lie algebra. And the last step is you just try to see if there's some VOA with the same Lie algebra, you show they are the same. then everything is done. So
that's a little bit constructive approach. But if I hand you a frame VOA, you know it's in your list?
Yes. We classify so. Okay. If it has a frame, it must be one of the one in the list. And of course, there are some okay, we actually classify everything, so. Okay, now I just take, this is frame VOA, so what? How about the others, okay? Now, because we already classify all the frames, so everything else cannot be frame, so we try to do something else, okay? So now, when we do the frame VOA, basically, we are using the Miyamoto involution. It's involution, so it's order two. So everything is C2 orbifold. Okay. So to get other thing, you should try something which is not C2. Okay. So you need some other element. So recently, 2013, I mean Miyamoto, wrote a paper. He kind of established the C3 orbifold for lattice VOA, only for lattice, not arbitrary VOA. Okay. And he constructed one new cases, which is E63G213. Okay. So basically, you start with the E64. Niemeyer lattice V away, and then you pick a correct order three element, and then you do the orbifold theory, and then you can control, get this. And he had just established this, and using his idea, I mean, Sakagi and Shimakura also constructed using the similar idea, but with a different Niemeyer lattice. Okay, he constructed another two. They construct another two. Okay, so this would be the Lie algebra. Okay, so okay. Now more than that, they actually try all the order three in the Niemeyer lattice field wave. They are group theorists, so they know how to compute a group. So they classify all the order three element. Okay, and they found that if you have start with the lattice wave, start with the order three or homomorphism of the Niemeyer, you will only get lattice field wave and this three. So C three orbifold from a lattice will be done. So okay. So don't try other cases. It's done. Okay.
So these were on the list of molecules?
Yes. Okay. And in fact, they do more. I mean, if you assume you can do it for C5, okay, you will get one more, which is A45 square. Okay. Now you can see, I mean, the order is kind of related to this level. Okay. You will have A45 because you take all C5 output, and then you have some E63. A G2 looks like level one, but it's in fact at level three because you have a three bar, right? Okay, so this kind of thing, I mean, basically from a lattice, you want something level three, level five, you need an order three, order five, something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And today I just talk about another construction, which we use something called inner automorphism. So now, usually if you have inner automorphism, it will fix the Kadan. So if you fix the Kadan, then your Lie algebra, the Lie rank of your Lie algebra will at least as big as the original one. So okay. So if you start with the lattice VOA, away, you're not going to get anything new because the rank will be 24. Right, everything will be level one. So you will not get anything new, okay, if you start with lattice VOA. However, if you start with something with a smaller rank, you can do a Lie normalism and you get something new. Okay. So that's basically the thing. Okay, so so why inner, as I said, the first thing, inner is always well defined. Okay. So the only thing you need to worry is whether it defines the correct order element for you. Okay. And second, this is actually more important, is there is an explicit construction of Tristram module by Haisan Lee for inner automorphism. So his assumption don't even need to regressional or C2, any VOA you can do it, okay? And also, in this case, the orbital construction is already established by Donnelly and Mason using a similar technique. So they have a more general result. If you add up all the Tristram module and the module, you get some generalized radix algebra structure, and you just take some pieces, then you get the VOA. So this is also for free, okay? So I just recall what Haisan Lee did, and then some operator. So basically, H is in the V1, okay? So usually this H will be in the Kadan, okay? And it should act semi-simple on V, so you can consider this element in Kadan. And of course, we want non-trivial automorphism, so we the spectrum, basically the eigenspace, decomposition of this H0 will be 1 over Tz, so that makes sure it's all the T, okay? And you can define an automorphism like this. This is an inner automorphism I mentioned. And then you can define operator like this, okay? So it doesn't matter what exactly it is, but he defined it, okay? And it's defined by I think probably the physicists know this operator, but in mathematics, Haisan Lee is the first one to define this one. Okay. Okay. And he also defined from a modules of V, you can define a Tristram module. Actually, this could be a module if sigma H acts trivially on V. But no, I'm sorry. I mean, if sigma H has the spectrum is in integer, okay? So we can define a Tristram module this way by Trist, the operator, okay? And the important thing is M is irreducible if then MH is also irreducible, okay? And we can use this notation to define, to denote those operator. Now, here's what we really need. The zero operator of the element in V1 will be shifted by this numbers. Okay? And the real sorrow will also shift by some numbers here. Okay? So that just help us to compute what will be the resulting Lie algebra, because you basically know what happened in the chosen module also. Okay. Okay. And here as well, usually our condition is we assume this HH is integer, and also the spectrum is really half integral, means one half. You have not integral, but one half, okay? Then you will get this will be a VOA, okay? Which we already said, okay? And it's actually a simple current extension, so it's very, very nice and easy thing, okay? Now, furthermore, this will be holomorphic and rational in C2. Now, this I use some result of Miyamoto, but anyway. That may be a way to avoid those results anyway. Okay, so we get this VOA. Now here's some condition we use. I just list it out. Okay, why I need this condition? Because I want a VOA which is CFT type. Okay, now if you really read the L0, there's a sum of H0, right? So I need to make sure the wave will not go down below zero. So this is such just some technical condition. I have to make sure I will not have a negative weight. Okay, so this is just condition, make sure it's not getting weight, and hence I will still get a CFT type VOA. Okay, so you have to choose H correctly, otherwise you will mess up everything. And second is I have to make sure the Cardan subalgebra will not get bigger. So this is basically the assumption I use to make sure the Cardan subalgebra keep the same. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it get bigger, but for my purpose, keeping the Cardan make it easier for me to identify the Lie algebra. So that's why. Okay. So you need this. So basically, the main idea is you pick a correct H, satisfy those technical conditions, then you get a VOA with the same Lie rank, and you just do calculation. You can see what Lie algebra you will get. Okay. So here's another technical condition. About we have to compute the dimension of the V1 and then after the orbifold, what would be the dimension of this V1 tilde. So it's depending on this V1 G and then this VG 1/2. And this it could be proved just using module invariant. Okay. Now, actually, we use a result of Mason and Matt about the weak Jacobi form thing. So it only works for in automorphism, okay? Although we believe it's true for arbitrary automorphism, but we don't have a proof. This proof only works for the in automorphism because we use the result. Anyway, using this, we have a construction from E63, G23 to the D73, A31, and G21 using H is this, okay? So the gamma 1, gamma 2 are the fundamental weights of this E6. And also this would be the common element, the weight of this G2. So of course there's a choice of 1 and 2 for G2, but anyway, okay. Okay, in this case the H will be 2. And we can do this from this one when we can get I should write the exact same, but you can get another one by using the same in our Mopsum game. Okay, and then you can do this. Okay. Now you notice, I mean, all this thing has the rank 12. Okay. We try to do more, but the other cases with the rank smaller, so in that one will not work. So I have to do something else. Okay. Now, remember, this is constructed by Miyamoto, so we start with this. Okay. Now, we actually can do this for more VOA. Okay. Now, suppose we have existence of the Lie algebra VOA with the Lie algebra of A45 square and this C53 G22 A11. Well, I mentioned if you can establish C5 orbifold, then this one exists, okay? But we don't know enough information, so I just assume this exists, right? Then you can get this A1 square and D65 using this, and then you can get another one from this one, is A56 C23 A12 from this. So we supposing we add 5 to the list, okay? All right, so now recently, actually, Miyamoto proved this result is true. So if V is C2 cofinite and G is a finite element, then this V sub G is C2 cofinite. Okay, his book actually is very short, which is kind of surprising to most people. So only a few pages and then manipulate with polynomial, then he do it, okay? So in fact, he also claimed Vg is rational if V is rational and Vg is C2 cofinite. So that's why he needed the C2 cofinite condition, okay? So, but now this part, there's some, not everybody agrees, so I should say he claimed, okay? But anyway, he came and he has a paper on this. So assuming everything he did is correct, so to establish the C2, the CP orbital theory, only thing you need to do is really to compute the fusion rule and also the S matrix, because you know it's module invariant, so we have to compute the S matrix and make sure everything correct, okay? But anyway, this is not, I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do, but the remaining thing is to do this, okay? All right, now so, and then the last year, actually, I went to Japan to have a conference, and then I met Neil Scheidau and his team member, and they told me, I mean, they obtained a proof of the Charlatan's theorem, okay? They said it's rigorous. According to them, everything, the method is exactly the same as Charlatan. They just check every step is correct. Okay, and I didn't see the preprint yet, so I cannot say 100% correct or not, but I believe they are correct, okay, for this part. And his student, Muller, also computed the S matrix using some assumptions. So the assumption is the Tristram module has weight 1 over p z instead of 1 over p squared. Because if 1 over p squared, the fusion rule actually are different. Okay, so the assumption is 1 over p. So he assumed, and then they computed S matrix, and also they claim they have the general orbital theory for any cyclic group, not just the pi model group. So now this, I'm a little bit skeptical because for non-prime element, you cannot just take the integral part, but you have to really define the action of the G on the Tristram module. And I didn't see any detail about that. So if you define it wrong, it will not give you the correct answer. So that required a little bit attention. So I don't know. Okay. But anyway, they said they did it and said and email me maybe on February or something. They will have a preprint about around this time. I didn't see it yet. So. Okay, and using this method, they said they can construct the A45 square and also this one using an order 5 and order 4 element of the Lehmann lattice.
Wait, so they have a proof of Charlatan's theorem and they constructed all of them?
No, they didn't construct all of them. They just.
Well, what does it mean?
Well,
Charlatan's theorem.
Charlatan's theorem just say the possible Lie algebra. All right. He then says, Charlatan doesn't claim you have VOA with the Lie algebra, right? Yes, they claim the 71 list is correct. Okay, they didn't claim the existence. Okay, and they also email me and say they can construct this three also using orbital order 10, 6, and 6. Okay, they didn't tell me what is the Lehmann they did start, but I could guess what are the Lehmann, okay? Anyway, so they claim this. Now, in fact, Shimakura and I also consider this three cases, and we kind of have a construction, but we didn't really write up the detail for this case. Because they claim it, so we believe the construction are very similar or probably exactly the same. So we didn't worry too much about this case, okay? Now, assuming everything is correct, okay, you have 69. Okay. Now I cannot say correct or not because I didn't see their preprint. They claim. Okay. Assuming their claim is correct, then we have 69. Okay. Okay. Now how about this one? This one is not in the list. Okay. Okay. So Shimakura and I actually are working on this one. We found that it's possible to get this A22F46 from this one, A26. D412, now which is claimed by, is here, is this one. Okay, so, and the fixed point, I mean the sigma is in or most of order 3. So basically it's only X on this D412. Okay, and the fixed point will be looks like, this A26 will be this one. So the fixed point of D412 will be looks like something like this. Okay, and this is 18 dimensional fixed point algebra, and if you use some generalization of the dimension formula I wrote at the beginning about order two, it will have different dimension, but you can find the dimension and you can check what could be the possible extension. So you will see this will be the Lie algebra, okay? And you see, I mean, this has rank six and this has rank six. So in our homomorphism, we not change the rank. So okay, so basically this is the trick. Otherwise, if they change the rank, the whole game would be different. So okay. Now the last one is this one, which I at this point has no idea. Is the A67. Okay. Now why this is difficult? First, it's that only one Lie algebra. You don't have other component. Okay. So for the other component, it's a little bit easier to see what could be the decomposition or something. Okay. Now this one is a little bit difficult. Okay. This is the one which I claim has more than 1,000 irreducible modules. Okay. And some of the fusion rule is very bad. Okay. So it's not likely to just add it up and then say check all the associativity or commutativity is a real way. That won't work. Okay. Now, moreover, I mean, we kind of try to use orbifold theory. So we try to use orbifold theory. Now this is a level 7. So one would expect you should try some order 7 automorphism from the lattice or from other VOA, okay, to get this one, okay? Now we try all the Lemai, order 7 in Lemai, none of them will work, okay? So we try all the order 7 Lemai, none of them will work, okay? And this has so many irreducible modules, so direct method won't work well either, so we don't know, but it seems to me we can, because maybe I go back to this one.
That's the case where the level is equal
to the rank.
To the rank. Isn't
then? No, actually, not even rank. I mean, level, yeah.
That's Coxian number.
Coxian number.
Doesn't that have a free fermion construction? I mean, SU7 has dimension 48, right?
Yes.
And isn't it you take 48 free fermions and you get
no no this one will not be a it will not be framed this one
not be framed no, this algebra you can there's a free fermion construction for this algebra isn't there in terms of dimension SU7 free fermions isn't it
I don't know it will not be framed so you will not get you will not get enough anyway. Okay. Now, the point is, you may try to use C equal to 48. Use C equal to 48, you can actually get a really VOA, holomorphic VOA, with the base one space, which is a tensor product of A67, two qubit.
Right, because it's
rank coupled duality. Yes, rank duality. Okay. So, my hope is try to twist this VOA to get a tensor. Yes. Yeah. It's not 24, it's 48. C equal to 48. So, and you can get something which I'm not sure is possible to get something which is actually tensor product of two holomorphic objects. If it's possible, then of course we're happy because this tensor product of two holomorphic objects, each one will be holomorphic. But I don't know. I mean, I didn't try seriously on this approach. But from a CO24, it doesn't seem to work. Okay. This one, I don't know. Okay, maybe I just stop here.
Any more questions? Or desperate need for coffee?
Yeah. Actually, so you know much, conjecturally, you know much more than the estimate tricks for these things.
Yeah.
But the modular tensor category should be the double, twisted double of a finite nuclear orbital holding.
Yeah.
So at least conjecturally. So the conjecture would be a theorem if we knew that a finite nuclear orbital fold was rational and the C2 profile.
Yes.
And then I think there's other work that tells us that we have to be a twisted double. Of
yes.
Group.
Yes.
So that's what we were expecting.
Yes, but that's what is expected. But the proof in other stories, though. So, Anyway, I think for small order, I mean, your model's method actually should work, but he claimed more than just the small order thing. So he claimed a general fact about rational idea. So in some sense, we are still safe. We only use 2 and 3. but if you claim more than a big order element, then you got to be a little bit more careful. So especially, you see, for the twisted module, I mean, the integral is not a module. It's not irreducible anymore for the fixed point for some numbers. So you have to really choose the correct piece. If you choose the wrong piece, it will not be a VOA. So something like that. So it's more delicate. So I'm not sure exactly.
But there's 867 sounds like doubling up to 867 sounds like
great. Yes.
So
yes.
It probably embeds to a theory that's just simple currents.
Yes. Well, it should be a simple current extension, but there's some. I mean, the main problem is we need to choose the correct pieces.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Well, the module invariant, those kind of things should tell you the answer. But I just say it's more delicate. So unlike the prime order, you don't have to think. Just take all the integral part will be it. But if it's not in prime order, it's a composite number. Then the integral module is not irreducible. So you have to cut it into several pieces and. And you cannot pick everything. You just have to pick the correct one to get a VOA. And that, I think, related to the modular data. I mean, the S matrix should tell you which one you should pick. But you should first compute the correct S matrix to see which one. So you know, it depends. And you know, those things depend on the G. So OK.
Yeah, no further questions. Let's thank
Thank you.